It's 8:04 from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. Local organizations across the state that work on recruiting businesses to their respective areas might start becoming less secretive. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports a recent court ruling from Brevard County might pave the way for more sunshine on the state's many economic development groups.
There's a state law that allows economic development agencies to shield for up to 2 years any information about a company that might be relocating to or expanding in their area. Barbara Peterson with Florida's First Amendment Foundation says, in effect, this exemption has allowed most of these groups, which often spend public funds, to operate with limited public oversight.
These economic development agencies are handing out our money. They're handing out cash incentives. They're handing out tax incentives. They're handing out land. So they're giving away public assets. And the company gets to remain anonymous, and its plans get to remain confidential.
Peterson says this exemption has been used pretty broadly, too. In practice, it has shielded the public from meetings and information about past investments. This means it's really hard to tell what these groups are spending money on and whether they're actually creating jobs. That's why courts are tackling this issue. Recently, Brevard County's Economic Development Agency was ordered to comply with the state's open government laws. In response, Sarasota's agency has considered settling a 5-year legal battle with a government watchdog. Peterson says this may start changing how these groups operate in the state, but she says it won't be a sweeping change.
I think it helps significantly, is the short answer. I think, though, that we still will have problems on a case-by-case basis.
State lawmakers passed legislation about 2 years ago that subjected the state's economic development agency to more transparency. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.